Gunshots ringing through the streets, one parent abusing another, even the legacy of an epically destructive hurricane. Such stress and trauma weighs heavily on some children in our community. They don't always have the words to express how they feel about it, so the impact can turn up in other ways.
So the symptoms that maybe school social workers or teachers are seeing with children who are being aggressive or not following directions or, you know, struggling in school for whatever reason often have this underlying reason for that. So all of those things, different kids have different ways that they're experiencing the traumas that they have been through. And so it's figuring out which ones that they're experiencing the most and how we can work with them and their parents to help them sort of get through those things.
That's Rochelle Gauthier, a social worker with the Children's Bureau of New Orleans. This nonprofit works with a wide spectrum of mental health issues, from individuals with severe mental illness to families going through a divorce to an entire school coping with a violent incident. Paulette Carter is executive director of the Children's Bureau, and she says one of its major programs, called Project Last, has grown in direct response to what our children are facing.
So in the early 1990s, Project Last began because there were a lot of children that were being exposed to community violence. And really, over time, this program has evolved to really work with children who have experienced any type of grief or trauma. Certainly after Hurricane Katrina, we worked with a lot of kids who were dealing with those feelings and the trauma of Katrina. We also currently are working with a lot of children, again, who have been exposed to community violence. I think that a lot of our children in the community, you know, are exposed to it on a regular basis.
To remove some of the barriers that can keep people from getting help, the Children's Bureau has developed community-based services where social workers and therapists visit children in their schools or in their homes.
And it's really about making sure that all children and families in our community have access to mental health services, not just those who have transportation or those who have childcare.
By bringing its services to people's doors, this approach sidesteps the all-too-common stigma attached to seeking help from a clinic. At the same time, the group uses grants and other funding tools to make counseling financially accessible, too. As Rochelle Gauthier has seen, this home and school-based approach can yield more effective therapy. That's good news for children and their families, and for the whole community.
A lot of research shows that children who are exposed to community violence, domestic violence, abuse of any sort, sexual, physical, emotional abuse, neglect, end up, you know, not doing as well in school, maybe not graduating, ending up also becoming more violent themselves. So we're able to offer our services to the children who probably need them the most in the community who wouldn't be able to be provided with quality services otherwise.
Learn more about the Children's Bureau at WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.